Fake news. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In the Idaho Cattle Association executive update, Cameron Mulroney wrote an op-ed piece. Here's what it said. The world of misinformation is readily available. The ability to access this information is at an all-time high. These things can often lead to a lot of confusion for consumers, ranchers, businessmen, and the rest of us. Information is a key component in decision-making for all. However, misinformation guides us in the wrong direction. Educating the public is becoming a more necessary component of our daily activities as it relates to the continued success of our industry. As I meet and talk with people, the complexity of our world has grown, and the amount of information that is necessary to communicate with others on a topic is growing, as each individual is an expert, thanks to the power of the Google machine. Just today, I was in a conversation and was asked how the market has been. I hesitated to respond, as individuals can quickly access the real-time data at the touch of a button. Has technology affected my confidence? No, I don't think so. But I do not want to spread misinformation to people. I called Cameron up and asked him to give me an example.
So I was looking at pictures, you know, on the computer, and there was a picture that was supposedly from the hurricane. And it showed an airplane sitting at the airport, and only the tail of the airplane was sticking out of the water. That was it. And I thought to myself, holy cow, that's a lot of water. And then just down below it, it said, this isn't a real picture. This is all photoshopped.
Case made. Fake news. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.